This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Tuesday. I hope you're amazing. Hey, just a quick thought for you this morning. Your future is simply the past that has not happened yet. This is a little meta, but think about it. Your future, all your future is, if we want to sum up the future, it's the past, but it hasn't happened yet. So it's still in the future. And when you think about it this way, let's think about 2024. It's in our future, but what 2024 is this the same exact thing as 2022 or 2023? It just hasn't happened yet. So it's not in our past yet, it's in our future. Time has this malleability, and you can be agile with it when you think about it the right way. And this model gives you a really important way to think about choices. Because if the future is just past, it hasn't happened yet, then we can make choices today that make sure that the past is a memorable one, not a traumatic one. So what is trauma? Typically, trauma was something in our future that we weren't aware of, we couldn't control, and we couldn't change. And now we have a relationship with what used to be the future. It's now stuck in our past. We have to change the relationship. So here's the past. If the future is the past that hasn't happened yet, then the past was at one point the future able to be changed. This is a crazy daily mind medicine for you right now. Some of y'all be like, yo, I'm going to have to listen to this 12 times because I don't understand a thing you're saying. Well, welcome to the good life. That's you're in the good club when you're like, yo, I don't understand what's coming out of your mouth right now. Cool. It's called learning. It's great. Let's go with it. We can change our future by changing the relationship we have with our past, and we can change our past by changing the relationship we have with our future. There's a product inside of Arena called Belief Architecture. And belief architecture helps you go in and identify and isolate these pathways that cause us to have insecurity or feel negative. And some of us get stuck in looping. We don't know how to get out of it. But here's my challenge for you today. If you are assessing, pretend you are assessing the end of this week right now. I know that it's in the future. Friday hadn't happened yet. Yo, I get it. But we haven't had Friday. So just go with me for a second. Let's pretend that it is Friday and you're assessing this week. What happened this week to make it an amazing week? The beauty of this process is it gives you a formula to make great decisions right now with the support of hindsight, even though it has not happened yet. They call this clinically pre-mortem. Post-mortem is what you do after someone dies. Pre-mortem is what you would say, why did this person die? Why did they go downhill? Why blah, blah, blah? And you do it before the actual occurrence, which gives you the lessons before the failure. It's an amazing habit for you to develop. We're 3 minutes in. I hope you have an amazing day. Adios.